There's different settings. You can do slow, medium, rare.
Good. Because even though it dries for you, but if it goes slow, it defeats the purpose.
No, it's, you can do slow, you can do fast. The biggest issue is when it sees the sirens, it pulls over. Behaves itself.
Does it have like Mad Max? Is that what you
It
said?
has it has like, I don't know, it has different Lachinus.
Insane mode.
Yeah.
I thought it was
Anyways,
called Mad
okay.
Max. No?
I think they change. They're always changing it. All right, Simon Peik, Tas Mevelachos Asuras B'Shabbes Ubay Tzadi Gimel
Are you?
Seifim 93. So this is a little bit of Hilchos Shabbos. You get a little taste. So really, we can expound on it every night, spend a lot of time, but I don't know. Okay, we'll try. We'll do our best. So also l'shtamish l'ora ner dovah shetzorach iyun kitzas. It's also to use candle, anything that requires some sort of iyun. All right. The Gozer Rabbanon Shem Yishka for Yates and Ner, the Karavas Hashem and Elapsila, Yishai Mishum Mavit. Because we're afraid that you're gonna push the Ner towards the oil, and you're gonna be high because of Mavir, of burning. Ushtaim Mutaron Lekris Mitoch Sefer Echad Vinin Echad. But two people are allowed to learn in one Sefer within one Inyan. Shem Yovei Echad Lates, because if one of them goes and starts tilting the candle, or actually the oil, Yaskiru, then his friend is going to remind him. But our candles, it's fats and it's wax, so then that for that it's not for that it's not a problem, right? And the same thing, of course, with electricity. But you still need to make something that makes it sort of recognizable, right? Meaning, Shalayave, you have to make sure you don't cut off the top of the wick so that you make a it'll make a what do you call a pechem? It's coals, I think, but here it would be translated differently. Yeah. For the Rambam, have Issa Deraisa. According to the Rambam, that's Issa Deraisa. Vafilu, al yidei akum also lixus rosh hapsila. Even according to you can't even do it with a guy, because if you hold it, it's a Deraisa, right? Then you even if a guy does it, it's not allowed, right? Sometimes you have a tenor for Issa Derabbanan. There's actually an interesting story of the Chazon Ish. He used to have people sit and watch him learn. I think we said this last time. Rav Nosson Zvi's Rebbetzin used to sit with him a whole Friday night so that he could learn by candlelight, because they don't use electricity in Eretz Yisrael. So they need somebody to be shomer them. So Chazon Ish once tested, I think, Reb Chaim Kanievsky's mother. I think he once tested her, and he started reaching his hand out to turn on the it's not to turn on to tilt the light, and she was too scared to tell him something, so he fired her. Right? Because he said, "Well, you're not a good shomer. If you're scared of me, you're not a good shomer." So anyway, so that's so I mean, back in the day, those were serious things. Fine. That's Aleph. Now my thing froze. Sorry, to reboot it. Okay, sorry. Yeah. Also, base. Also, neged, you are not allowed to open a door or a window next to a lit candle, because what's going to happen is it's going to it'll blow it out. When it's close, because it's going to be put out. But you're allowed to close a door and a window. Also, but an oven. You're not allowed to open and you're not allowed to close because so now this is a big issue. We could have a half hour share just on this. Can you open an oven door on Shabbos to take out food, and can you leave food in there or not? Right? Because when you open the door, I mean, this is a little different than the Kitzer's case, but when you open the door to the oven, so it lets in cold air, and then you're going to make the fire go on. And when you shut it, so then it blocks the cold air and then make the fire go off. So that's a big tumult. Basically, the two Mahalchim, the Star K, basically says you can open the door once, but you have to take out all the food. Others say you're allowed to open the door when the fire is on. You have to figure out when the fire is on, then you could open the door, and then closing the door, they don't have a problem with. Right? So, and if you know for sure, Rav Moshe has the tshuva. He says that if the fire doesn't automatically go on, then you're allowed to open the door. And you don't have to worry about a psik reisha, which I think a lot of our ovens do that nowadays. Yeah. Okay. Gimel. Also, Laris Reitiv Reseach Achatichas Lechem Vematzas. You're not allowed to pour hot liquid on top of bread or on top of matzahs. Now, this gets into the whole bishul thing, right? So how do you have to do it? First, you pour the roitiv into a plate, kitzas, and then let it get a little cold. Then it's roi lachila. Then you go put the bread there, or the matzahs. All right, because I mean you're basically waiting to put into another kli, and then you're making it cool down. When the roitiv is hot, I feel he ka'ara, even if it's in a ka'ara, also lechem matzahs, you can't put lechem and matzahs in there because we're worried about a kli sheni. And then you have, if you put it in there with a ladle, so is that a kli shlishi? That's actually going to be the Matzah Shabbos Basa B'Cholom share this week. It's a sugya in Basa B'Cholom, not a sugya in Hilchos Shabbos. And then you also have the issue that even a kli shlishi, if you have kalei abishul, that's the whole issue with making tea and those types of things. Okay, but we'll get to that. You can't put salt or spices into the roitiv, even if it's in a plate. And for sure into a pot, meaning the pot that was actually on the fire that you took off. Elayamtin, you wait. Achitiskara katsas till it cools off a little bit, that is roi lachila. But salt that's already cooked, then you can be more makel because ain't bishul achar bishul. And those that are machmer on this should get a bracha. Right? Now the reason for that is because it's not considered, even though it's salt is dry. But when you go and you take something dry that will automatically become a liquid, like instant coffee and that type of thing, then that's some say that that's considered a liquid, in which case we say yesh bishul achar bishul. Fine. V'chein ein laris kofa ati raseach la klisha rotzim l'shtesboi. You shouldn't take boiling hot coffee and tea and put it into the cup that you want to drink from it. And yesh sham tzuker, if there's sugar, for the same issue. Eliyara tchilas hakafe v'tei, first pour the coffee and the tea, v'achar yitin l'sachas tzuker, then put in the sugar, v'makam tzarech yesh l'hakel, and if it's necessary, you could be mekel. That, like the shitas that say that there's ein bishul achar bishul, and sugar is considered a solid, and it's not considered a liquid. Fine. Also, dalet. Also, lichten priya mayim al tanu lachar shehusuk. You're not allowed to put fruit or water on top of an oven after it gets heated up. Mishum de'efsha she'asiyach ha'mayim v'she'itzal la'pri. Because if you take water and put it on an oven, so it's very possible that it's going to get boiling hot. Fafilu ain't daitam elo lachamim oisim ketzas. And even if their das is only to make it warmed up a little bit, this is an important point. Mikom makom im b'makom is there efsha she'yispashal yitzalu. If in that spot the food has the potential to get cooked, then also l'cham shum, it's also to heat it up there because we're afraid that you're going to leave it there for too long. Meaning, if you know you have cold water and you're going to want to put it onto your blech or on near a blech, and that water is going to get heated up, so you're going to have a problem. Meaning, if you leave it there, you know that you're going to have a problem, right? So you may say that, oh, well, I'll make sure I'll take it off after 5 minutes, right? But you may forget. So since you may forget, then we don't allow you to put it there in the first place. Again, I wish we could spend a lot of time on all this. But I mean, we could if the island wants to. Each one of these is a shiur unto itself. Fine. Hold on 1 second.
Four, three, three, and 4, 3, 4.
Okay, Dalid. Also, no, we're middle. I lost the place. Oh, we're in the middle of Dalid, yeah? No, I'm trying to remember that there are makilim. I just can't remember what the situation is that we'd be makel to put it on there, and we're not concerned that it'll boil. Okay, I don't remember. Fine. V'chein pashtida, sheyesh by shuman. Pashtida is like berekas that has fats. Ein la'amida neged ha'madura. You shouldn't put that next to the madura either, by al tanur or on an oven. Where it can get boiling, even though your das is only heated up again, because there's the pashtida itself, the barek itself is not a problem, but the problem is that it has fats in it that will get melted down, and will be and it's going to become like a liquid, and then there's going to be bishul on it. Welcome she e efshar. She is special, Eli Yischamu Kitzasham, but if it can't cook there, it only get a little warm. What the litnam, you can put it there, Rafilu Nikras Hashuman, even if the Shuman congeals, Ayamayim Machmas Akar, or the water because of the cold. But you can't put it into an oven that's insulated. Also, Lasa Shum Dovatzain, she's lime, you can't put anything cold. Afal P, she e Eshalasi Hashem, even though it can't be heated up there. For a ketzas chayla, do a shela sochem. And there are those that are noyig to put on Shabbos the macholim into the oven that it's hitminu bay, since it's still hot. So since it's already hot, you're not making it hot from cold. I mean, it's not a legamri icing, but if it gets cold,
Oh, you're
legamri, it's also a bal nefesh yeshu lahachmer b'chol inyan, and a bal nefesh should be machmer, and all these things. No, don't put anything inside an oven, right? And that's the way we paskin. Now, if you have a blech inside the oven, then that would work. It's complicated to make a blech inside an oven. Hey, b'Shabbos also lahachmer b'shum davar. On Shabbos, you can't do hatmon on anything. Afilu b'davar she'ena ma'asev hevel. Even something that doesn't add heat, right? So therefore, you can't take a towel on Shabbos and wrap your soup in it. Okay, tavshil
But I
bo.
never understood that. Before Shabbos, we're talking about. Why is it a
No,
problem
it's
before
before
Shabbos?
Shabbos and after. There's both.
I'm saying I know, but why is it a problem before Shabbos? I never understood that.
Before Shabbos,
Yeah.
it's a good question.
Okay.
And the pshat before Shabbos is because,
How could you be an usher or something before Shabbos? It didn't even start yet.
because we're afraid that on Shabbos you're going to mess with the coals.
A towel wrapping around your soup pot. You're gonna
No,
mess around with it?
a towel you can wrap around your soup pot before Shabbos.
You can't. You just said Tatmana.
No, on Shabbos.
And before Shabbos, you also can't. I thought.
Before Shabbos you can't. Here, we'll get to it. We'll get to it. Again, there's two different things. Yeah, but Shabbos also allowed me to see bis Shabbos. It's also lahatmin. On Shabbos itself, you cannot, you can't do atmana with anything. Even, see, in the parentheses, it says, afilu b'davar she'ein hamasif hevel, even something that doesn't add heat. That's a towel. A towel's not making the soup hotter. It's just going to hopefully maintain a little bit of the heat. L'chein, im noita kedera she'esh b'tavshel sh'nisbashava, if you take a kedera that has food cooked in it, or got heated up in it, also lo karcha, you can't wrap it, or the chasais are covered b'karam u'ksasais, with pillows and blankets, to maintain its heat. But that's something that is only maintaining heat. He doesn't bring it here, but something that adds heat, that you can't do even from before Shabbos. But I think he discusses it later, if I remember correct. I think so. But if not, you remind me, we'll discuss it. So, meaning you can't take a towel and wrap it on a soup that's on top of a hot plate, because that's going to actually add heat. That's not allowed, even from before Shabbos. And the
Yeah, now
reason is
explain to me, because why?
because back then the way they insulated is they took coals and they insulated in coals, and they were afraid that you're going to come Friday night to check on your challah, and you're going to see, oh boy, I didn't do a good job with the hatmana, and then you're going to mess with the coals.
So
These
since
are
it's
all
on the plate, since it's on the
derabbanans.
hot plate, if you adjust the towel, it's gonna make it better or worse, whatever it is.
Correct. Yeah. Correct. No, if you just do it with a towel, it wouldn't be an issue.
No,
But they
if it's
made
on the hot plate.
no, even if it's on the hot plate, what are you gonna do already? The hot plate's
Okay,
not
so you
adjusted.
just, as I was gonna
No,
say,
because
before
it's a
Shabbos.
takana, because it's a takana from Chazal's times when there was a concern.
Oh.
We don't change it up. We're traditionalists.
Right, like building a boat and swimming on Shabbos.
And showering, and yeah, there's no shortage of things. Yeah. Fine. Vav. Davar she'yesh klal la'ochlo b'li hadacha. Something that you can't eat. This halacha actually comes up a little bit with this type of fish that people serve now. I forgot what it's called. Cured fish, and then they want to wash it off. You know what I'm
Curried.
talking about?
Oh,
Who?
no, it's the gravlax.
Curried
It's
fish?
the gravlax. No?
I don't know what it's called. I
You
don't know
mean
this
like
thing where they
curry
put the
fish? It's
spice
like
on, then they
ground
gotta,
fish?
and then you gotta wash it off in order to make it
Yeah,
edible.
they take salmon and they put like salt and sugar on it, and they got to wash it off, otherwise it's disgusting. Yeah.
Okay, so can you wash it off on Shabbos? It's a little bit of different shallow than this, but it this is the opposite. Let's see. Davar she'yesh she'klal lo'ochlo b'li hadacha. Something you can't eat at all without washing. Maybe not. Maybe this is the case. Right? Also, la'adicha b'Shabbos, you're not allowed to wash it on Shabbos. Afilu b'tzayin, and even in cold water, because you're fixing the food. V'dag meluach, herring, mutu l'shroisu b'mayim tzayin, but herring, you're allowed to soak in cold water. L'fisha gam kaidem ashriya roi l'achila, because before the soaking, it's also roi l'achila. So washing off this thing, whatever this name of this fish that you're talking about, would depend on if it's edible without it. If it's edible, and you just want to rinse it off to make it taste a little better, then it's okay. If it's not edible, then it's not okay. Zion, chardol v'tamcha, right? The mustard and horseradish, usharmine tibulin, and dips. Shaloi nasan ben chametz mibayim. You didn't put vinegar in there mibayim. Also litim ben b'shabes ela b'shina. You can't put vinegar in there. Only if you do it b'shina, right? Because that's something that you do. That's something that you do. That's like a weekday activity. First, put the vinegar, the kli, and the vikli, and then put in the mustard, or the horseradish. I mean, you got to do it in the opposite order. And you shouldn't make it thick either. You have to pour a lot of chaymetz so that it becomes very thin. Don't mix it with a spoon the way you normally do it. Elabets by only with a finger. Or you should shake it in the clean until it gets mixed up. Now, this is the more common application of this is what's it called? Oatmeal, or for kids cereal. So if you want to do that, you're also supposed to do it in the opposite order than you normally do. Okay, ches, peiros, shenimtu tachas ilon, fruit that you find under a tree, Asura, you're not allowed to take them. They're muksa. You know, even just to take them without eating them. Shem naflu ayam, because perhaps the fruit fell today. Once it fell today, meaning it's the same type thing. Same type thing. It's asur. It's something that was not edible at the beginning of Shabbos, so therefore it's asur to move it. B'chein kol peir she'etz alakum, any fruit from a guy. If you're afraid that he actually picked it today, it's also even to carry it. Now, I don't think that would apply to a grocery store. If somehow you knew a non-Jewish grocer and he lets you have the fruit, nobody is going to assume that it was picked today. It's probably picked a few days ago. So therefore, nowadays, this wouldn't apply. That's like the big one now. That's the big Amazon issue. If the stuff comes from outside the tchum, but that we'll see later on. Okay, we will stop over there. Everybody should have a fine night. Sort of
Thank you. The rest of the time, can I ask you a quick question? A quick sphere question?
Yeah.
Okay. If someone always counts.